Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Stevens, who's Vice President of Marketing with Shaw's Commercial Division, Shaw Contract. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you being our correspondent. I couldn't be up there in Baltimore at Neocon East, and you're up there, and so I asked you yesterday if you wouldn't mind telling our listeners about what's going on at the show. So this is the second day of the show, right?
That's correct.
And now Neocon East is unlike Neocon, which has a lot of permanent showrooms. Neocon East is kind of your typical trade show. It's one of those temporary shows. Everybody comes and sets up a booth, and it's all in temporary space, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. It's been held here for the last several years at the Baltimore Convention Center, and there has been really strongly participated in by the commercial interiors industry. Probably more displays this year than there has been in the last couple.
And how's the attendance this year?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't know what to expect. Certainly we know with the economy and how difficult the market's been in 2009, the attendance is significantly higher than what I anticipated. It's been, you know, yesterday, certainly at the convention center, was pretty crowded all day. There was a lot of education tracks, but a lot of people going through the areas where the displays and in people's spaces, and there was a lot of energy for the show.
Okay, and obviously you don't want a lot of industry people walking around. You want architects walking around. Are there some architects there?
You know, there were a lot of architects and interior designers, Kemp, and it was interesting. I saw people, a lot of architects and designers working with clients, especially as you can imagine in this area, a number of government clients working on projects, coming in to select their furniture. Looking at finishes and carpeting for specific projects as far away as Alabama to upstate New York. So it really was a show up with people trying to find materials for government projects especially.
Okay, so they are talking about projects, and you just said they're of the type of the different sectors in the commercial market. A lot of them talking about government projects. So as we have tried to keep our finger on the pulse of this business, it is government and healthcare and education, I guess, that continues to bring business to this sector, doesn't it?
You know, there's activity in every sector across the market, but there's no question the government sector, education, especially K-12, I think as we see stimulus money being spent in 2010 in facilities and healthcare across the board are the sectors that are leading the business activity.
All right. Are there any good seminars that are up there? I know that's part of what they do. They not only have the exhibitors there, but they usually bring in a lot of good speakers.
They have. You know, I think they start on Wednesday morning, first thing with IIDA puts together a roundtable of design principles from firms throughout this area, all the way through educational tracks yesterday to parties and events throughout the evening last night. So it's been a full range of things to engage the design and facilities community on what's happening currently in the commercial interior space.
Okay. Now, you know, sustainability is one of those things that's been picking up in prominence as far as some of the topics of conversation, especially in shows like this. Has this economic dip, has it affected it, or has it continued to build as far as a strong topic of conversation?
Kim, I think it's going to continue to build. I think one thing that we've seen is sustainability and understanding what decisions you make in materials or design, architecture, the impact those decisions have on the environment. I don't think that's going to change, but I think it's just a new way of doing business. It'll continue to change and evolve, and the questions people ask will change as we begin to really understand impacts and choices that we have. But it hasn't backed down at all. You know, it has certainly continued to be augmented by people want to specify beautiful materials, and they want materials that are going to be easy to take care of and give them good return on investment. Part of that investment, though, is the investment in minimizing the impacts on the environment, and those are the kind of questions we got from clients all day yesterday.
Okay. Well, and that leads right into my next question. Is I was going to ask you, thanks to this economic dip, are you seeing a product shift toward lower cost floor finishes, or what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, you know, I think people in any economic climate, they're going to respond to the market. But, you know, certainly at Shaw Contract Group, and I think this is the case throughout the flooring industry and the commercial interiors, finishes, and furniture, you have to respond to the market, but it is a development cycle. It takes from inception to execution. It takes a while to get products out. I think we also all know that we have to be prepared for not only the next 12 to 24 months or however long this dip in the economic cycle is going to continue, but also you have to be prepared for the other side. And I think most people who are prudent are taking a balanced approach. You have to respond to the market. but you also have to know what the structure and strategy of your business is and what your clients' needs are and be prepared both short and long term. So I think there is some response probably to some materials that are at lower cost, at lower price points, but I don't think you're going to see a radical shift in the market.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question. When you start talking about the commercial carpet market, there's really, I think, two people that are, at least in the modular business, that are probably the strongest, and that's Interface and Shaw. And Interface's numbers just came out yesterday, and I was encouraged to see that in comparison, they were talking about third quarter. Third quarter's sales were up 3.3 from second quarter. Do you think that's a seasonal shift, or do you think that's a sign that there might be a bit of a recovery coming on?
Well, you know, I think we all have reason, and I saw it yesterday from our clients throughout the day, reason to be cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
I think people continue to be prudent and understand the market realities. I think there is cautious optimism, and I think we are seeing, you know, the early signs of recovery in some sectors. So that certainly, I think that's positive news, and I think we'll, you know, there was some sparkle in people yesterday with some hope and then some projects that they were working on in 2010, and there are a number of firms I spoke to in this market sector, especially in this area around Baltimore, Washington, specifically, that are really busy, have a lot of work on the books, and are you know, projects seem to be a little slower. The decision making seems to be a little bit slower when people have capital expenses that they want to make sure they're making the right decision. They want to explore all their options. But I do think there's some optimism and a little bit of improvement in the market.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you being our correspondent. We're starting early this morning, so there's another day of the show. Before I let you go, John, I want to tell a quick story on you. Since you've taken this role, you really are living the lifestyle. I mean, a lot of people may not know this, but you live in a house right downtown Chattanooga where you can actually do things all weekend without ever getting in the car. And so you're kind of living the sustainable role, aren't you?
Well, you know, we tried. We've enjoyed living downtown. Chattanooga is a great urban environment, Kip, as you know, living there and being a part of the community. Where it's a city who's made a commitment to sustainable design and architecture and the role that can play in changing a community, I think, both from a social and economic standpoint. And you know, we've been happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, John, thanks for being with us this morning. We've been talking to John Stevens, who's Vice President of Marketing with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.